At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. We get ready to start. Warriors wearing their bay jerseys, bright yellow with blue trim. Warriors with Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, Kevon Looney, Stephen Curry, and Kent Bazemore, the starting five for Steve Kerr in this big game. Darius Bazley, third-year pro out of Princeton High School, starts at one forward. Isaiah Roby is the other. Former UCLA Bruin Moses Brown starts at center for OKC with a guard line of Svi Mihailuk and also Théo Maledon from France starting as the point guard. Maledon down the lane. Handoff back for Brown. Brown lost, fumbled it out of bounds. It's the last touch by Golden State. Thunder in blue uniforms, double blue, if you will, for all you Toronto Argonaut fans. White letters, white numbers in the backside. Maledon goes to the far corner. Pump fake in the dribble drive, almost turned into a turnover. Moses Brown with a tough left-hand flip, no good. Rebound Curry. Curry goes behind the back, takes it to the far side, flipped it to Looney. Now to Bazemore. Cross court to Draymond Green. Hand off to Curry. Off the screen. Back to Draymond. Penetrates and feeds left corner to Wiggins. Up top to Bazemore. Ridden out. Pump fake. Shoveled inside. Blocked. Bazemore gets it back five to shoot to Wiggins. Top of the key. Pulls up off a screen from 18. Got it. Golden State is on the board. Nice shot by Wiggins. Ben Taylor, Aaron Smith, Nate Green are three officials tonight. Taylor is your crew chief. Mihailuk down the lane. Fumbled that. Locked away. Whistle and a foul. Let's get our CarMax keys to the game in right now, Jim, if you can, in a rather abbreviated form.
How about number one, dominate the first quarter. Don't give them any daylight. That's the way to beat this team, a young team. And defend without fouling. They just had a foul there. If you defend without fouling, it enables you to run a lot more.
And keeps the other team off that free throw line here, off the screen. Maledon for three, no good. Rebound goes to Wiggins. Last night, Oklahoma City and Utah played well for a while, got buried in the third quarter as Curry fires for three on the left side. That's up and good. And Stephen Curry makes it 5-0 Golden State. Thunder were outscored 33-16 in the third last night, losing by 10 to Utah, 106-96. Bazley drives, spins, jump hook, up and good, wearing a powder blue headband. His shot goes down, and it's 5-2. Thunder 20-34. They're 9-19 at home. Looney takes a dribble, takes a 14-footer on the rim. No good tip by Bazemore. No good tip. Grabbed and saved from going out of bounds by Roby. Got it to Brown. Now in the front court, Bazley pulls up. His light is green. It's an air ball with a three, and it's out of bounds. Goes over to Golden State. 10:05 to go. in the first quarter.
You're going to see a lot of different players come in for Oklahoma City. They have 10 or 8 players, Tim, that score between 7.5 and 10 a game.
Curry open 3 from the left side. No good. Rebound Mihailuk. Mihailuk to the front court. Former Piston. Came to Oklahoma City in a trade this year. Down the lane. He drives and scores.
That was a little too easy.
It is college ball at Kansas, originally from the Ukraine. Looney with a bounce pass to Draymond. Roby pressuring Draymond. Ball comes to Bazemore up top. Bazemore waits, finds Wiggins right side of the circle. Shot clock down to 9. Wiggins will just launch a 3. Rattled, but doesn't fall. It doesn't fall, and the rebound goes to Brown. Maladon. Mihailuk. Crossover dribble. Gets to the paint, comes across the other side, drives on Looney, stops, bounce pass to Roby, intercepted by Draymond Green. Early offense for Draymond on a 3-on-5. Backdoor cut, Curry pass goes by Curry. It's out of bounds and a turnover.
Yeah, no one's going to catch that one. He just too fast and too low. Good idea.
First game of this road trip, back-to-back. Less than 24 hours from the start of this one, the Warriors will be in Cleveland playing there. Again, Bazley with an ill attempt of a drive, got blocked by Looney. Draymond Green, crossover dribble, he'll drive, penetrates to Bazemore, catch and shoot in the corner. No, he was out of bounds, caught it out of bounds with 8:47 to go in the first quarter. If you had that time, you're tonight's winner.
Wide open. Obviously, he caught the ball, Tim, and he stepped backwards to get his balance, and you just don't do that.
It's going to show up on the great mystery show, you know, the great mysteries of the world. You know, why people are catching the ball while standing out of bounds.
Yeah.
Mihailuk for 3 straight on up and no good. Curry pulls down the rebound, looks ahead, playfully finds Bazemore on the left wing. Right-hand dribble, finds the cutter. It's Curry, steps into traffic, steps back, got clobbered on the 3, no call. Rebound goes to Brown. Curry picks himself off the deck and gets back into action. Maladon caught, and now it's Bazley who caught the ball standing out of bounds. Hits the daily double.
What they do, Tim, is these young players, they have a negative step. To go forward, they step backwards with their non-pivot foot to get a momentum going forward, and it's just a bad habit.
Well, some of them also just catch the ball standing out of bounds.
I can't explain that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Looney up top, leaves it for Curry. Curry sees 3 bodies, back to Looney, squeezes in traffic, over to Wiggins, to the corner. There's Draymond, fires an up and no good. Brown hustles down the rebound. He had a 23-rebound night against Boston this year, coupled with a 21-point effort. Pass by Maladon, goes to Brown, goes up and got fouled. Draymond raises his hand to say he got the foul. And this will put Brown to the free throw line. Thunder, an interesting team in this regard. They have a couple of very nice pieces here. One of them is Lou Dort, who's not playing tonight. He's got apparently a shoulder problem, and they're just kind of keeping him out as what they called maintenance. He had 42 last night against Utah. And let me tell you, he's got something going there. He was guarding Donovan Mitchell. He's got size.
And he's undrafted 2 years ago.
Yeah. Played for Bobby Hurley at Arizona State. 1 of 2 free throws for Brown. Ties the game. Curry double right side. Finds Draymond down the lane. Lob for Looney. Catches and converts. And it's a 7-5 Warriors advantage with 7:26 to go in the first quarter.
I love the way Draymond just sees everything on the court.
Whistle and offensive foul as Bazley comes off a Brown screen. And Brown called for the moving screen. But that might have been more of a timing issue than anything else. But it still results in the foul and the turnover.
Young players, Tim, are usually in a hurry.
Curry with the ball. Off a screen by Draymond. Takes it left side. Takes it all the way. Pass deflected. Draymond gets it in traffic. No look to Curry, who relocates to the right corner and buried a 3.
That much time, he's not going to miss that. I mean,
yeah. Wide open 3 in the corner for Curry. Mark Daigneault calls time, and the Warriors go to the bench, leading 10-5 at the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. We're the Cyber Policy Broadcast Booth, brought to you by Cyber Policy, a winning cyber defense. 10-5 Warriors, 7-8 to go first quarter. Golden State starting, shooting 4 of 10 from the field. They do have 4 assists on 4 buckets. Under are 2 of 7, 28% from the floor. OKC with the ball after a Curry 3, where he had all day to tee it up in front of his own bench. Bazley to initiate on this sequence for the Thunder. Moses Brown over to Maladone. Mihailuk for three. It's up and good. They got him a wide open look. Coming out of that timeout, it's a two-point Warriors advantage.
And the way he came out there and planted his feet, that's what he likes to do, and he's confident.
Wiggins to Looney to Bazemore. Bazemore left of the top of the key, finds Draymond. Draymond straight on, screened by Curry. Draymond goes hard, high off the glass, no good. Tipped in by Looney, reached back with the right hand and kissed it off the window. 12-8 Warriors. 6:29 to go first quarter. Maladone off a screen to the foul line, backs up, pump fake, steps around Curry, who reached in and committed the foul.
You know, Steph did not know he was going to make that move there, so he went for a steal, and when Maladone goes forward then, he was off balance, and he didn't get the steal, he got the arm. That's what happens sometimes when you try to take the easy way out, Tim. You know,
yep.
Instead of just playing in front of him, he could have stayed right in front of him, and he probably would have passed the ball.
Before the game, head coach Steve Kerr gives the update on James Wiseman.
He's in L.A. and will have surgery tomorrow, and we won't know the extent of what we're looking at until after the surgery.
Maladone misses the second free throw. Draymond gets it to Curry, quickly to Bazemore. Three ball, right corner pocket for Bazemore. The Warriors lead by a count of 15-8.
He's really accurate from the corner with that high arcing shot.
Let me correct something. I didn't give Maladone his make on his first free throw. It's 15-9. Mihailuk moves down Bazemore, who falls down. Ball thrown up top. Long jumper by Roby, straight on and true. 31.9 beyond the arc so far, and he cuts the Warrior lead in half. It's 15-12 with 5:50 to go in the quarter. Curry to the right sideline to Wiggins, now to Looney. Looney to Bazemore. Bazemore looks on the bounce, got downstairs to Draymond. Looking for some sort of action. Curry, the cutter, goes inside on Brown. No good. There's Looney again for a tip. Tipped it, no good. And the rebound taken away. Baisley leaves it on the deck. Maladone to a cutter. It's Roby. Roby sees Draymond. Thinks better of it. Shoveled it back outside. Maladone terminates the dribble. Roby gets it. Now on Bazemore. He'll drive on him. Takes him all the way in. Gets a layup. Put him on his hip. He took him for a ride.
I tell you, he's going to be a really good player. 23 years of age, but he's long. He can put the ball forward and he can shoot.
He's coming off a series of games out because of concussion protocol. Warriors up one. Wiggins gets a drive on a switch over Brown. No good. Tipped out by Looney. Draymond's got it. Back to the wing. There's Wiggins. It's a deep two, and he rattles that one home to make it 17-14 Golden State. Wiggins due kind of for a breakout game. Hasn't had the real big breakout game in a long time. Baisley, right side to Roby. Roby off the pick. Drifting up top, drives on Wiggins, spins on him to no advantage. Got it to Baisley, who launches from the right wing. Nothing there from the three look, and here comes Bazemore with the rebound on the jog. Feeds Draymond, cuts to the rim, inside hand, bucket good, draws the foul on Baisley, and Bazemore going coast to coast with a rebound and then makes a nice back cut and gets rewarded for the play.
Yeah, when he plays well in that first quarter, then you can count on him maybe getting 16 to 20 points in a game where they need that. And by the way, it's hard for Wiggins to break out in any kind of way over the last six games because Curry's averaging almost 40 a game.
Correct.
In the last seven games. And it's tough to have two guys just pouring them in that much.
So Bazemore at the stripe, trying to convert a three-point play. He does. Golden State back up by six.
He's off to a great start.
Looney out, and coming in is Juan Toscano-Anderson. Tony Bradley's on the floor, the former Sixer. Maladone takes Curry, drives by him and scores on a driving bucket, left side. It's 20-16. Draymond
underestimated his speed.
Off the screen. Draymond goes right to the rack, splitting traffic, and gets it right back. And again, the Warriors up by 6, 22-16. We played 8 minutes of the first quarter. Stepping out up top will be Bradley. Got it down the wing. Mihailuk again with a deep three. Look from the left side. That's up and good, and he's got it going early.
Bazemore got out of position there, and he didn't need to do that, and he left his man.
Draymond off the screen. Draymond feeds over to JTA. Up top to Bazemore. Bazemore with a three. Gets it right back, and the Warriors are taking a punch and then throwing a counterpunch. It's 25-19 Golden State with 3:30 left in the first quarter. Roby waiting. Looking, gets Draymond on a switch, kicked it over. Mihailuk steps to the right, guarded closely by JTA. Melodeau behind the back pass. Knocked to the ground, picked up inside. Bradley gets it. A beautiful feed by Roby on his backside.
What a hustle play by Roby.
It really was a nice job there.
Curry thought he was getting the ball.
Kenrich Williams also on the floor now for Oklahoma City. Draymond drives, gets fouled again on a beautiful cut. And the poorest defense so far, the Thunder, and the Warriors are taking advantage.
That's what's really hurt them all year long, particularly the last seven games they've lost. And Draymond cuts right down the gut. Beautiful pass from Bazemore. He's thinking of passing it to a three-point shooter. He realizes all of a sudden he changes his mind and he has a layup.
They're good at certain things, but they do allow opponents to shoot 66.7 in the restricted area. That is that little half-moon area underneath the bucket, and that's 28th out of 30 teams in the association. Draymond Green on the line, and we see Damian Lee for the first time. Draymond misses the free throw, so no three-point play for him. 27-21 Warriors. Maladon driving on Curry. Doubled. Feeds inside for Bradley. Knocked away by Curry. Bradley saved it. Mihailuk up top. Maladon open for three. Left side above the break. No good. Draymond Green's got the board. He'll take it to the front court. Bounce pass to no one. Throws it out of bounds. In between Toscano Anderson and Damian Lee. And we have a timeout. Golden State leading by a count of 27-21. 2:41 to go. In the first quarter on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Play back in. Thunder with the ball. Attacking the basket to our right. Bradley top of the circle. Maladon behind the screen. Waits. He's wide open from 18 and hits that. Warriors with a little bit of a defensive breakdown there. And it's 27-23. By the way, our Twitter question tonight brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? As well as, are you in favor of the play-in concept? Do you like the play-in concept? Curry for three off a handoff from Draymond. That's true. And the Warriors lead by 7:30-23. And Draymond Green with that assist has now tied Rick Barry fourth on the all-time Warrior list. Thunder with the ball outside. Hall trying to take it. Drive up, no good. Tipped up and in. Bradley always good around the bucket. Makes it 30-25.
He's the biggest player on the floor right now, and he showed it.
Well, he played really well for Philadelphia when they were at Chase Center. Poole, one dribble from the right wing, pins for Curry. Curry back for Poole. He's open from 18. Hit the side of the backboard, and the rebound goes to Bradley.
He doesn't usually try to bank, but he had a great angle too, but he just banked it too far.
Maladon yells and throws it backwards for Bradley, who was trailing the play. He caught it, and his little five-footer makes it 30-27 with a minute 15 to go.
I like Maladon. This young man can play as a rookie at 19.
Jordan Poole, dribble handoff to JTA, back over to Curry, off the screen, splits one defender by two, three, and four defenders, and we have a whistle and a foul first. Yeah, I will say it's kind of like the wild card, Jim.
Yeah.
And by the way, on the Twitter question, you can hit me up on Twitter at WarriorsVox. That's Warriors VOX. I mean, email Tim Roy at Warriors.com. That's TimRoye. Jim's at UOGrad66 on Twitter. But the one thing, like the wild card in baseball, this play-in tournament, it's going to keep excitement. You know, right now, if there wasn't a play-in, say New Orleans would not be, you know, very excited about their team right now, but they're on the cusp of maybe getting into the playoffs.
Absolutely, and the Warriors are trying to hold their position and possibly move up game behind San Antonio, like you said.
Jordan Poole, the three on the right side, whistle and a foul, and this will go against Hall. He kind of got into the landing area of Jordan Poole. Wasn't a lot, but it was just enough to make Poole adjust on the downside.
Yeah, they kind of bumped knees a little bit. And
Josh Hall is 20 years old. He is 6'9", 190 pounds, a rookie of Moravian Prep School. Played for Oak Hill Academy as well. He had committed to North Carolina State, but now in the NBA. Poole getting three free throws here. He's cashed in the first two. Boy, I tell you what, if you're a guy like Mike Muscala, who's 29 years old, you got to feel like you're from another generation on this team. A lot of 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds. Three free throws for Poole. 33-27 Warriors, final minute of the first quarter. Bradley directing traffic. Dribbles it to the corner. Jumper there for Williams is up and good. Left corner three ball for Kenrich Williams.
when he shoots 44%, you have to know who they are out there. I know there are a lot of different guys, you don't know them, but.
Curry off a screen, takes a three straight on. That's up and no good. Rebound is short, deflected away. JTA comes back with it. Curry, pump fake, gets doubled, finds Poole. He's wide open in the right corner and nails the triple. Curry with the assist, Poole with the three. And again, the Warriors maintaining that six-point bulge.
Nice to make six threes in this first quarter.
Ty Jerome, former Virginia Cavalier out there for the Thunder, tries to break down Damian Lee, drives by him, up over Looney, no good, whistle and a foul, as Jerome ended up out of bounds on his backside. And I think that foul's going to go against Kevon Looney. So you got Baisley, who's 20, Roby's 23, Brown's 21, Maladon is 19, Lou Dort's 21, Mihailuk's grizzled veteran at age 23. And then you got Muscala, 29. Williams is 26. Bradley's 23. Ty Jerome's 23. Jalen Horde's 22. Hall's 20. Justin Robinson's 23. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's 22. And Pokuševski is 19. They do have Al Horford on the roster. By the way, that's your 2021 Oklahoma City Thunder. They do have Al Horford on the roster, but he's just working out with the team. He's not playing. They have him as inactive, and he's active, but he's not playing and just working out.
Can't count him because he's 34 now.
Right.
So they don't have a 30-year-old on their roster.
Curry with a bounce pass to Looney after the free throws were good. 36-32. A rebound loose, deflected away. The horn will sound there. The quarter is over. Ty Jerome getting into the scorecard there for the Thunder. And that will end the scoring at 36-32 at the end of one. Warriors lead by four. Second quarter action upcoming on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, your CarMax game summary. It's raining outside, raining buckets inside at Chesapeake Arena, the Energy Arena, as the Warriors lead to 36-32 at the end of one. The Thunder are shooting 57%. Warriors shooting at 50%, 30 for 26. And for Golden State, 9 for Bazemore, 9 for Curry, 8 for Svi Mihailuk for Oklahoma City. Warriors with the ball, attacking the basket to our left as Jordan Poole takes a three from the right wing. It's so good. Bradley pulled it down.
So let's see if the Warriors can keep them out of the lane. They allowed too many baskets inside.
Off a screen, long a jumper for Ty Jerome. Does not go. Tipped by Wiggins, grabbed by JTA. Hand off to Poole. So it's Poole, Descano Anderson on a little give and go. Hand off to Looney inside for a dunk. Looney gets the bucket. Warriors back up by 6. And by the way, Bazemore and Wiggins round out the 5. For Oklahoma City, Bradley, Williams, Jerome, Hall, and Horde to start the second. Bradley high post, guarded by Looney. Finds a cutter in deep. Ball fumbled and out of bounds. It goes off the strip. Jalen Horde with a turnover for Oklahoma City. And that's going to be their fourth.
Well, that last basket by the Warriors, that was a pretty play. Movement, everyone moving forward. You just break down the defense one by one, and all of a sudden you get the layup. You get the dunk.
Jalen Horde's a rookie out of Wake Forest, 6'8", 216 pounds. Wiggins with the ball. Runs Horde through a screen to the elbow. Finds Looney. Looney back to Wiggins. Takes it, gets downhill, throws to the wing. JTA to Poole. Poole wants to go one-on-one. Drives, penetrate, good handoff. Looney. Looney goes up. Had a guy in his back. Scores! Low left and got fouled.
You know, the best thing about him, he underneath the basket, he sees the play, and he's patient. Pump fake, gets people up in the air, and he's not in a hurry. And he just finishes with his strength.
Looney coming off a career-high 31 minutes against Denver on Monday. Steve Kerr says he's got to try to keep him to around 24, 25 minutes a game. He hits the free throw. Kevon Looney with a 9-point half so far.
Didn't score against Denver. Got in those minutes, but he got 11 rebounds.
Well, you knew he was going to get his shots up tonight then.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Jerome stutter steps with a dribble. Feeds onto the wing now to Hall. Gets it back inside. Turning is Williams. A little post up. No good. Bradley the rebound. Line drive attempt off the rim. And a whistle and a foul. Called out by half court. And Juan Descano Anderson says there's a guy 1 foot away who was looking right at me, and he didn't make the call.
There is no way the official who blew that call, and we don't see who he is out there from our angle, there's no way he could see whether that was a foul or not.
That
he's directly behind.
Not even close to being a foul. And Bradley gets rewarded with a couple of free throws. Bradley at a season-high 33 minutes with A season-high 18 points, 8 field goals made in that game between Philadelphia and Golden State at Chase Center. And that's where we are. That's where we broadcast from. Bradley missing the first free throw. Jeshua checks in on email on our Twitter question tonight. Where and how are you listening? And also, are you in favor of the playing game? He's says we're giving him good motivation as he goes through a weighted jump rope workout. He says he likes the play-in format. We appreciate your support of the broadcast.
1 out of 2 free throws.
Wiggins with it to the other end. Spins, hangs, fires. Left side jumper doesn't go. So Bradley made 1 of 2. It's 41-33 Warriors with 10:17 to go in the first half. Dribble drive now down the lane. Williams cupped the ball, missed it, tipped up and in nicely. Reaching back that time was Hall. That was a beautiful play. Well, check that. That was Bradley.
Yeah, Brad, he's hurting them inside.
Yeah, he's good around the bucket. His numbers at the restricted area and in the paint are really, really good. Poole pulls up. Rainbow, tough shot, driving right to left across the paint. Turned and shot it high in the air, went in. It's 43-35 Warriors, 9:45 to go. Quickly now Jerome on the baseline. This game going back and forth. Up top, ball rotated to Hoard. Puts into the triple threat. Now gets it over to Hall. He'll fire for three. Nothing there. And Looney clears it now to Toscano Anderson. Toscano Anderson guarded by Jerome. Feeds Bazemore. Bazemore to Poole. Poole up top to Looney. Dribble handoff. Bazemore back up top. Shot clock at 10. Play of time. Bazemore and Looney exchange. Bazemore baseline. He's open. He'll fire. No good. Bradley defensive rebound. Williams cross court. Feeds over. Spinning his Hoard, goes up from a bad angle, gets bailed out with a foul call on a bad shot attempt.
It was there. I didn't see a reach in. He was in good position, was Wiggins.
It was the scourge of the modern NBA. Offensive man runs into defensive man.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be different if he reaches around and tries to knock the ball away or something, but you have a right to that position. And Wiggins, is a good defender. First free throw is missed, so ball don't lie.
JR listening to us on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game at Fremont. He's in favor of the play-in games. And Andre listening to the flagship in San Jose. And 1 of 2 from the free throw line.
When Poole touches it this time, I'm sorry, Tim. When Poole gets it, he's going to shoot again. His prayer was answered. Here it is.
Looney to Poole straightens up for three. There it is, right on cue. The three ball for Jordan Poole is good. It's a 10-point Warriors lead. Poole with a quick 11 points in 6 minutes off the bench. Right side, Hoard stumbles in on Looney. Another bad shot, rebound tip, grabbed by Looney. Over to Poole.
Uh-oh, is he going to give it up?
I wouldn't.
Watch.
Off the screen, Poole backs up. Gives it up to Looney.
I throw it right back to it.
Right back to Poole. Deep three, right side. Give him 14 in the first half. The Warriors lead by 13, 49-36. Jordan Poole on fire. We'll take the break on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, brought to you by Cyber Policy. It's a winning cyber defense. Warriors and the Thunder. Don't forget tonight's Warriors shop item of the game, 25% off the Bay T-shirts. Make sure to use the code IOTG25. That's item of the game, 25 at checkout. You can save tonight at shop.warriors.com. Great stuff there, by the way. Lots of cool stuff at shop.warriors.com.
So far,
anything for the Dub fan and your family.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jim.
Sorry. Jordan Poole, after that timeout, he scored 8 points in this first 3.5 minutes of the quarter. He's outscored the Thunder 8-4 himself, and then Looney has the other five.
13-4 quarter, 49-36 game for the Warriors. Tied Jerome to Hoard, back to Jerome. Sets his feet, lets it fly, topside, spins up, no good, tipped home. Baisley, who's just checked back in right on the doorstep, make it 49-38, 8:09 to go in the first half of play. Wiggins to JTA. Dribble hands off to the hot hand pool. Good bounce pass over to Toscano Anderson. He glides in, got hit, and scores. Hoard with a foul. And Toscano Anderson to the line. A chance for a three-point play.
And a good feed from Jordan Poole.
Yep.
A lot of tension on him since he's been scoring. Nice little bounce pass. And I love the way Toscano Anderson never forces things. Usually passes when he drives. But he had an angle there, showed him the ball as he went up, and then brought it over to his right shoulder. So they could not get through to get to the ball, and he got that foul, and that's a strong move.
Kevon Looney checks out. Draymond Green comes back in. And, you know, for Jordan Poole, that's a little bit of maturity you saw right there. You know, maybe last year he probably would have jacked up a shot there. But instead,
he waited.
He read the play, saw he was double teamed, knew he was going to get double teamed, and set up JTA. Free throw good. The fourth and one of the half for the Warriors. Flying in from the left side for a dunk is Baisley. After a defensive breakdown for the Warriors, it's 52-40. There hasn't been a lot of great defense in this game so far.
20 points in the paint. Half their baskets or half their points for OKC already.
Now Draymond Green. Dribble hand off to Wiggins. Wiggins stops, time pops, top of the key. That's up and good. Wiggins with a bucket. Warriors up 14. Points in the paint, Jim, is something to keep an eye on with the Warriors the rest of the year.
Yep.
Without the presence of James Wiseman.
Exactly. And the rebounds have hurt him there.
Horde with the ball. Hand off. Got it up top to Jerome. Now over to Kenrich Williams. Back to a Jerome. Low pass. Good catch. Steps in traffic. Bazemore took a whack at it. Jerome gets the dribble back. Takes it down the lane. Might have traveled. Goes up with a shot. No good. Rebound goes to JTA. Kicked it out to Bazemore down the right side. Warriors looking for early offense. It's Jordan Poole. Now he'll fire right side three. That was a little bit of a heat check. Off the back rim. No good. And Baisley flipped it over to Jerome. Subs at the scorer's table right now. Baisley drives on Bazemore, spins on him, throws up a shot, and a foul. It's on Bazemore.
It would have been a tough shot to make, but Bazemore reached in. Fine. If he doesn't reach that, put that left arm in there trying to get to the ball, it would have been a field goal attempted and no make.
By the way, they went out and celebrated last night, the Steph Curry, that milestone, passing Wilt Chamberlain. Draymond Green talked about it, and they got a nice bottle of wine out of the deal.
I know as long as I'm around, it'll be celebrated. And everybody around him that's going to be around when I'm around going to celebrate him, too, because he's earned that, you know. So that was a great moment, you know, to just share that bottle of wine. And Joe is incredible, by the way. That was a very expensive bottle of wine. But Joe, you know, Joe let us get that on a team deal. So we appreciate Joe for that. Not every day is somebody approving a bottle of Latosh. So shout out to Joe, man. We definitely appreciated that.
Well, there was a celebration all around, as you heard there. Free throws were good at the other end, 54-42. Baisley making two for the Thunder. Warriors up 12, Poole up top, and Mulder's on the floor. Hits the three ball straight away. The truth is out there, 57-42 Warriors. Largest lead of the game right now.
They keep hitting threes. That's been their reserve pocket tonight.
Kenrich Williams down the lane. No progress. Gets it to Horde. Feeds over to the baseline. Baisley not afraid to fire. Hit the side of the board. And it's rebounded by Draymond on the bounce. Got it to JTA. Beautiful pass to Wiggins. He's fouled at the cup.
I love to see the fast breaks. I love to see rebound and run. Warriors average about 16 fast break points per night, 14 to 16.
Roby with the foul. That's his second. Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, games to think about. The New York Knicks lead the New Orleans Pelicans down in the Big Easy, 104-93 with 8:10 to go. The Pelicans start play tonight, a game back of the Warriors. Another game to keep an eye on with 20 seconds left. Toronto leads San Antonio, 114-109. The Warriors start play tonight, a game back of San Antonio.
Yeah, they've really slumped the last month, Tim.
You know, and I thought it was remarkable that they had gotten off to the start they did. It's just, again, what a great job Greg Popovich and his staff do. Wiggins hits two free throws, make it 58-59-42.
Wiggins can get any shot he wants in this game.
Curry back out there for the Warriors with a 17-point lead. So is Damian Lee. Roby fakes, takes Curry the foul line.
Melo's own.
Gets it over to Baisley. Yep, a little 2-3 zone right now. Driving, trying to penetrate. Mihailuk. And the shot up, no good. Maladona goes to Curry. Curry on the break, feeds Mulder. He goes in for the dunk, and he hammered it with a right hand. Coming hard down the right side.
I almost came out of my chair, Tim.
61-42. Mulder flying high, throwing it down hard. A timeout for Oklahoma City. We'll take the break on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Play is in. Thunder going left to right on your radio dial. Maladone with it. Pressured by Curry outside the far hash mark. Mihailuk look. Now Draymond comes really hard to guard him. Mihailuk puts it on the deck. Pass knocked out of bounds by Wiggins. Warriors defense starting to swarm here coming out of the timeout with 5:08 to go. The shot clock down to 7. And how about Michael Mulder? The truth was up there that time, that last play. He was way up there to throw that down. Apparently he had a 44-inch vertical at the combine.
Wow. He showed it there.
But still, John Calipari couldn't find a way to get him on the floor.
No, don't tell me that.
Mihailuk on the right side fades and fires with a three. Ball tipped out. Maladon, Mihailuk trying to load up again. Feeds downstairs and a foul as Brown caught it. And he was one-on-one with Damian Lee, who recognized the mismatch.
All of a sudden, that 19-point lead, biggest of the night. Let's see if the Warriors can continue to build that against this very young OKC team.
Of course, that was a very talented Kentucky team that Mulder was on. There were a lot of good players on that team.
Always.
Including Jamal Murray, who, of course, we're so sad about. Ball now knocked away by Draymond from Brown off the inbounds. A turnover. Wiggins with it, left side. He lost the ball on the way up, goes out of bounds. Just kind of slipped out of his hands.
He would have had to been creative there to avoid the charge. Yep. The man did come over. He might have been in the restricted area. But he recognized that he had a move to make there.
And some guys' games are just better at the pro level. You know, Devin Booker never started for Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know, Eric Paschal's got a decent pro game and playing at Villanova. Now another turnover as Roby gave it up. Wiggins dribble drive, left-hand finish, got pushed. No call. Mihailuk with it the other way. Takes it between the circles. Mihailuk waits, gets a screen from Baisley, who has now taken off his headband. Didn't like it, apparently, in the first quarter. Maladon off a screen. Stops the foul line. Takes the jumper. It's no good. And a defensive rebound by Draymond with Brown on his back. Draymond pushes. Leaves his feet. Jump pass to Lee. Up top to Curry. Left side triple is up and no good. And a defensive rebound for Baisley. Still 61-42 Warriors. 3:53 to go. First half of play. Maladon takes the pass. Left-hand dribble around Mulder. Throws to Brown. Beautiful pass and a dunk. That was good creation there by the point guard for OKC. Draymond Green off the screen, finds Lee. He's open, lets it fly. Three ball, left corner pocket for Damian Lee, and the Warriors have a 20-point first half lead. Go ahead, Jim.
That's his bread and butter. When he catches, no dribble, and shoots, he's really good from three.
Maladon goes to Roby. He was open, didn't shoot it. One dribble, Mihailuk takes it. Now he'll get to the baseline, to the rim, goes for the dunk, blocked away by Draymond. Draymond Green, the beautiful block. David and Lee saved the ball from going out of bounds. Brown comes up with it. Brown down the lane and got fouled on the play. The bucket good.
I don't think they're going to give continuation there, are they?
I think it's on the board like it is.
Yeah, I can see they do.
Yep. On a second look here, we'll take a look. Yeah, with Brown with a nice little finish, played through the whistle, which is what you're supposed to do. By the way, Gloria checks in on email on our Twitter question by Kia. Brown with a free throw to make it 64-47. Where and how are you listening? Do you like the play-in tournament? Hit me up at email, timroy@warriors.com. And she likes it because it gives the Warriors a chance to play in the postseason. A little jumper by Draymond doesn't go. Mihailuk will take it the other way, down the right wing. With a left-hand dribble to the foul line, to the paint. Dishes over to Kenrich Williams, who puts it on the deck. Moves Mulder out of the way. The jumper doesn't fall from the foul line. And Draymond Green with a rebound. Takes it across the timeline, in between the circles, waiting for help. Finds Damian Lee to Curry. Curry open off a screen by Looney and buries the corner three.
It's about time he scores. He's been in the game here 3 minutes in this quarter and hasn't taken it.
And he's got 12. We have another whistle and a foul in the defensive end for Golden State. Curry with 12. Poole leads the Warriors in scoring with 14. They're the only two players in the game in double figures. 67-47. Lee with a foul. That's his second. Well, Gloria watching on TV, listening on Sirius XM Radio. We appreciate the sync up, Gloria. A lot of people have asked us on how to do that. Dylan checks in on email from Des Moines, Iowa. No team below a 6 seed has ever won the championship, so it's really a fan favorite, and Dylan supports it. He had a preseason game at Des Moines a few years ago. As Harrison Bard came back. Harrison from Ames, Iowa. Second free throw, no good. Brown the rebound. Now Looney gets it. Steps around his fellow brother Bruin and gets it to Draymond Green to Curry. Palm fake, dribble drive to the rack. Left hand. That was sweet by Curry. And Golden State has a 69-48 advantage.
Well, Draymond Green set him up, and they know exactly what they're going to do. They're in rhythm.
Baisley puts it on the deck, stumbles, reaches up with a right-hand scoop that doesn't fall. Draymond with a rebound, falls backward over Baisley. Curry finds Damian Lee, right side triple, catch and shoot. That's money. Cold hard cash for Damian Lee, and the Warriors have it going here in the first half against this very young OKC squad.
Up 24.
Oldone off the screen. Guarded by Mulder. Tries to drive on him. Takes him down. Slows down. Ball stripped out of bounds by Mulder. It's going to go to the Thunder with 9 on the shot clock. Baseline right.
Mellon is pretty quick, and I thought he was a little smaller, but he's actually listed at 6'5", Tim. And he's pretty smooth out there.
He's got a nice little calm confidence about his game.
Yeah, and he can handle the ball. He can get spots on the floor.
By the way, Draymond has a cut on his elbow, so they're going to take a look at that. And Kevon Looney talked about his increased role.
We take pride in his strength in numbers and be able to step up and, you know, having Draymond, and he's probably one of the best defenders on centers that, you know, he's not even at his position, but having guys like him and, you know, guys that's going to fight and come back and help rebound and, I know that's a big help, so it's going to be interesting, and looking forward to the challenge. It's always tough losing teammates to injuries, and I've been in that position, so but we got to keep going and try to step up and take on the challenge.
Well, Draymond's back. They just put a wrap around his arm, so he's okay. It's just a scratch. 4 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds, and 2 blocks for Draymond Green.
You know, the official stat sheet has the Warriors 1 steal and 1 block shot. It sounds unusual, doesn't it?
That's not right.
can't be what that's we've seen.
Maldon Mihailuk catches, sets his feet, lets it fly. Nothing there, and there's Curry with a defensive rebound. Always good around the boards. Curry stops, changes direction, dribbles, circles to the left sideline, stops and fires. That's up, and that's good. Curry with another 3-ball, and he drove through the entire defense to do it. 75-48 Warriors. Maldon, good pump fake. Pulls up a 15-footer. That's up and good.
He's a pretty calm player out there. What,
yeah,
for
he
his
is
age?
19. Oh. 34th pick of the 2020 draft, taken by Philadelphia, but came over in a deal. Now here's Draymond Green. Penetration to Mulder. Swings up top to Lee. He's open. No good. Rebound. Kenrich Williams with it. Williams has been one of their more effective players. Here's Baisley. Put his head down, stops and shoots and missed it from 5 feet. Ball deflected. Brown runs it down. Baseline, gets to the box, and Poe goes into a left-hand shot. It's up and good. Take it from the left hand, from the right box. Interesting. Curry off the screen. Takes the three. Thought he got fouled. It's an air ball. Mihailuk with 30 seconds to go. Curry looking 2-for-1. Mihailuk bumping down the lane. Shoots and scores. Got contact into Mulder. And there you go, Jim. What you see there with a move by a second-year player as opposed to a rookie. He's a second-year player. He's learned a little bit, and he showed what he learned there, which is if he drives in and gets a little bump, he's at least going to get a foul and maybe a 3-point play, as the case here.
I can tell you right now, he can play on any team in the league.
Yeah.
Mikhailuk right now. Mikhailuk is he's unselfish. He moves the ball. He goes to the right spots. You can just tell. Just watch a quarter of basketball with someone like that. He belongs.
6'7", 205 pounds. Played 4 years at Kansas. Missed the free throw. And the Warriors will hold for the theoretical final look, though there is a 3-second and change differential. Shot clock at 15. Draymond on the logo. He's dribbling. Curry on his right. Draymond bent over at the waist with a right-hand dribble. Takes it to the right sideline. Takes it middle. Throws a pass. Deflected away. Baisley has it. Throw ahead. Mihailuk with 4 seconds with 3. Bounce pass to the wing. They get it to the corner, and it's right through Maladone's hands. And the half is over. So at halftime, Golden State with a 21-point lead. The Warriors with 23 assists on 27 made field goals. And from 3, they've outscored the Thunder 39-12. At the break, Golden State 75, Oklahoma City 54. R.C. Davis with the halftime festivities from here at Chase Center on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, CarMax game summary points out that this was the Warriors' high for points in any half of 75, 36 first, 39 in the second. That's a season high points in the second quarter for the Warriors, who were 14 of 23 from the field in the second. They had 12 assists on 14 buckets. Ball is moving. It hasn't been a great defensive night for either team, even though the Warriors turned the heat up a little bit there, Jim, in the second half of that second quarter and held the Thunder to 32% shooting.
Yes, Thunder did not make a three-pointer in that period at all, 0 for 6. They got six free throws there. This is a team, they've got so many players that are so young that they're all trying out, and they're all trying to display their offensive skills, and it does at times look like a scrimmage out there. But the Warriors' defense was good, and I'll tell you, it was Jordan Poole who, in the first 3.5 minutes of that second quarter, started them going, and they never looked back as they really just ran over them, roughshod. And Kevon Looney was really good in that second quarter as well, both ends.
Warriors have the ball to start the third. They're going left to right on your radio. Curry with the ball on the far side, picked by Draymond over to Bazemore. He's open. He launches the three, top of the backboard, rolled, and might just barely got one of the supporting poles that hold up the shot clock, and so it's officially out of bounds, 14 seconds in. Thunder coming back with their starting five. Baisley, Roby, Brown, Mihailuk, and Malado. Brown with the ball up top. Flipped it to Baisley. Gets downhill to the foul line. One-on-one on Looney. Forces up a 14-footer. Goes around and down. Bucket for Baisley, who is now 4 of 10 from the floor. Curry dribbles in, goes up, and banked it home, taking that little slow-motion move, almost Chris Mullen-like, to make it 77-56. Now Maladon drives, and he goes to the rim. No good. Ball tipped by Brown. The second tip will go down, and it's 77-58. Bazemore takes a pass from Draymond, goes up and got fouled.
Well, about 60% of the points for the Thunder coming in the paint. That's where they're hurting the Warriors tonight. But the Warriors have been so good themselves with their offense, it hasn't affected the outcome so far.
Warriors leading now 77-58. They led 75-48 with a minute 23 to go in the second quarter. Bazemore kind of trying to walk it off. He got whacked on top of the head. Roby got him hard on the left temple.
Well, he'll get to the free throw line here, Tim, and he hasn't scored since the first quarter, so let's see if he gets on the board here.
I'm surprised that they didn't look at that, because that was clear. He hit him right on the head. So free throw is no good. Bazemore will get another. The Thunder, of course, mentioned very young. They have 18 first-round draft picks over the next 7 years.
It boggles your mind, Tim, to even try to do the math and figure it out.
They could field an entire new team with those picks and send a couple of guys down to their G League team, the Oklahoma City Blue. Ball knocked away from Mihailuk at the other end by Curry. Comes out of bounds. Side out for the Thunder with 10 to shoot. Mihailuk. Maladon drives on Curry, and they collided. And that's a foul.
Curry's just trying to put it, and he's done that from the get-go tonight, just trying to put a little pressure defensively on people, and he's picked up a couple of fouls that way, and he doesn't want to give them anything easy. He wants to make it hard.
Another side out for the Thunder. They have 14 to work with. Maladon off the pick, rotates over to the corner. Baisley fakes, puts it on the deck. Baisley drives, goes hard, goes up, blocked away. Loose ball deflected. Wiggins comes away with it.
Taking the trouble.
Yep, taking the trouble, and trouble was waiting. Here's Wiggins. Wiggins down the lane, bumping Baisley out of the way, gliding in, laid it up with the right hand.
He's strong.
22-point lead for the Warriors, 80-58.
When he goes left to right, he is really strong.
Yeah, he gets downhill. It's amazing how much he can get downhill. Mihailuk had it stripped away by Bazemore. Draymond gets it, threads the needle to Wiggins running the floor, missed the layup, but rebound fumbled away, and coming away with it, the Thunder. Mihailuk takes it left side, cruising left baseline, throws it out. Maladon skipped it over to Roby. Roby pump fake, puts it on the deck, drives in, floats it up. It's on the rim, no good. There's Brown with a tip, no good. Rebound deflected away. Mihailuk has it and gets it back outside. Here's Baisley. He'll drive, goes up, and scores. Getting a little ragged out there right now. Warriors up by 20. A long jumper is up and good. A three. And the Warriors come away with it. The three-point shot that time taken by Curry makes it 83-60.
He's got 22. So easily.
With 9:21 to go in the third. Maladone reaches all the way up and in. Had Curry right with him on his hip and then kind of stepped underneath him and laid it in.
He doesn't look like a 19-year-old, I'll tell you. He didn't play that way.
Draymond Green off the pick. Down the lane. Stops. Shot blocked from behind by Brown. Baisley has it the other way. Baisley down the lane. Scoop to the hoop. Up and good in transition.
They need a timeout here.
Yeah.
They really do. They're not stopping the ball. They're letting him go right down the gut.
14 for Baisley. 8:48 to go in the third. Curry shoveled over to Bazemore. Bazemore up top to Draymond. Extra pass to Wiggins. Three ball look and three ball good for Andrew Wiggins. And the lead goes back up to 22-86-64.
You get any shot that you want against this team.
Maladone, baseline. Hook pass up top. Roby takes it on the bounce. Shoveled it now to Baisley. He's floats it back to Roby. Roby met by Looney. In traffic, goes up and scored it. Over Looney. Tough shot. So it's a 20-point lead. Team's trading baskets here in the third. Curry, pick and roll to the Draymond. Right side, goes in, got bumped, scores, and was fouled by Baisley. So Draymond now with a chance for the three-point play.
Now see the young Baisley there. He thinks he has a chance to play it, but at this level, everybody's just so quick. And instead of just letting him lay it up, because he's not going to get there, there's a bump there, and easily a three-point play possibility as Draymond goes to the line.
Timeout as we come back. The Warriors leading by a count of 88-66 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. We're the Cyber Policy Broadcast Booth brought to you by Cyber Policy. It's a winning cyber defense. Draymond at the line. Our Twitter question tonight. As Draymond hits the free throw, 89-66. Where and how are you listening? And are you in favor of the play-in format? Do you like that format? You can hit us up on Twitter. Yours truly at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX, Jim at UOGrad66. Or you can send me an email, timroy@warriors.com. It's T-I-M-R-O-Y-E. We try to get to as many as we can. Baisley with a long topside three. It doesn't go. Draymond the rebound. Long pass to Bazemore. He'll catch and score low right. Beautiful assist by Draymond Green, and the Warriors are pouring it on now, 91-66.
Looks like a risky pass, but he threaded the needle. That was absolutely gorgeous.
He's got 12 assists here, and we're still at over half the third quarter to play. Maladone stabs the foul line, wrapped up by Draymond, feeds Brown. Brown in deep, jump hook over Looney, in and out, rebound to the deck, and Curry will grab it. So if the Warriors can keep this kind of advantage, Jim, they can
rest.
Give their starters rest in the fourth quarter. Another game in Cleveland tomorrow night.
Of course. And a late night flight, too. Losing an hour.
Curry, a late start in Oklahoma City, too. 8 o'clock start tonight. Bazemore with the jumper. Left corner three. That's up and good. 94 to 66.
They've got 16 threes already.
Roby left side. Fakes. Dribbles. Mihailuk off the screen, met by Draymond, comes baseline, feeds the cutter inside, Baisley for a dunk.
Yeah, no one cut it off there because it was all or nothing for Mihailuk there. He'd already gotten up in the air going out of bounds.
Curry pick and pop to Wiggins, he'll glide in for a two-hand slam. Instead of taking the jumper, he goes right to the rim. Big grin on his face, timeout on the floor. Warriors lead 96-68. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 96-68, that's our count. Warriors on top here. It's been Oklahoma City played last night in Salt Lake City. But the Warriors have come out ready, and it seems that game by Curry has given them a little bit of a bounce right now. Maladone down the lane, feeds outside. Bazemore right there in the passing lane for the steal. Doesn't push, even though he had a three-on-two. Draymond Green up top, waits for Curry. Off a screen, open three, and they knocked it down. Stephen Curry now at 25 without a free throw. 7 of 12 from beyond the arc.
Just increasing his percentage.
Makes it look so easy. Here's Baisley again, driving in over the shoulder flip.
That was too easy.
Yeah. He got from the wing to the rim with little resistance. Curry left side, behind the back to Draymond. Draymond up top, dribbles in, feeds over, got to Wiggins. Wiggins back to Draymond, back to Curry. Curry, no look to Draymond. Touch pass inside to Looney. Couldn't handle it. Up top to Wiggins it goes to Curry. An open three. It's gone. It's good. And Curry has put the Warriors now over the century mark with 5:27 to go in the third.
Looney had a dunk if he'd been ready to catch it from Dre.
Even a mishandle inside turns into points for the Warriors. Baisley run off the right corner three by Draymond. Skipped it to left wing. Maladone now down the lane. A floater is up and good for Tony Bradley. And it's 102-72.
This team can score, OKC, but they've got to learn how to play defense.
Golden State 37 buckets, 32 assists. And the ball goes out of bounds off a turnover, and that's going to be their seventh turnover of the game with 4:57 to go. When the Warriors get 30 or more assists, they are 15-3 on the season. It's been one of the trademarks of a Steve Kerr coach team. A lot of passes, a lot of assists.
Fun way to play.
Yep.
And it's contagious. And Draymond, he's had two of those turnovers like that. Just, you know, really tough passes.
Ty Jerome tried to make a pass, and he just shoveled it off the leg of Kenrich Williams. Goes all the way down the floor, off the baseline. The Warriors will have it on the turnover. And, you know, Jim,
yeah,
I know it would have been a hard thing, but Kenrich Williams should have sprinted back to try to get that.
Yeah, he just
Because the backcourt violation means you bring it in at half court, not below the bucket.
Now you're right at the bucket and see if they get...
Wiggins was wide open. Draymond in the secondary action of the play. Misses the layup. Tips in the miss and got fouled.
But that's what you're talking about. If he'd exactly got the ball, they'd get it at half court. They wouldn't have been in this trouble here.
Absolutely. It's a small thing, but it really adds up. And it can make the difference between winning or losing a game.
These are the learning lessons that you get with a young team.
Draymond hits the free throw. It's 105-72 Warriors with 4:40 to go. Draymond already with a triple-double, his fourth of the year. 10 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds. 28 points the last two games for Draymond. Bradley, through the high pass from Maladon, goes out of bounds.
These are things you don't see from normal NBA teams. That's how young these players are, and they go too fast. They're trying to create things that aren't there, and they're struggling. Kind of feel for them.
Curry catches and fires, left sideline. That's good. The net barely even moved there.
I was going to say, when's the last shot that he missed? I'm trying to remember.
He's got 31 now. 9 of 14 beyond the arc. 9 of his 11 buckets are threes. Shot up by Kenrich Williams, no good. Maladone has it. He's wide open from 20 and buried that right in front of the Warrior bench to make it 108-74. Curry, pick and roll with Draymond. Draymond kicks it to the corner to JTA. Up top to Wiggins. No good. Maladone with the rebound. Takes the front court right. Hand off right side. Pass inside. Deflected away. Damian Lee with the steal. Pass thrown by Hoare. Now on the break, Wiggins filling the left lane. Got fouled as he tried to convert there. And he'll go the free throw line with 3:38 to go here in the third quarter. Steve Kerr, after the celebration in the locker room the other night, well, he said that Raymond Ritter kind of held some things up.
Great reception in the locker room after half an hour of Raymond making him go through Media Central out on the court. I think he did 17 interviews before he came into the locker room. It was almost anticlimactic, but Raymond doesn't exactly have a feel for, you know, team chemistry and that sort of stuff, so we'll let him off the hook.
Steve Kerr never lets an opportunity go by to get in a little jab here and there, which is part of the fun of Steve Kerr. Wiggins missed the first free throw. By the way, that triple-double for Draymond, it's his fourth of the year, 28th in his career. So one of two for Wiggins. That trend, unfortunately, continues for him. 109-74 the count. Toscano Anderson almost fell down. Kenrich Williams inside to Bradley. Shot blocked, knocked away, and a foul. As Juan Toscano Anderson jumping up and down. He thought he was going to do some jumping jacks there for a second. Go a little Jack LaLanne on us.
Well, his defense was pretty good. They say he got him on the arm, and they say maybe they called on Draymond. I don't know who they called it on.
It's on Toscano Anderson, well, according to the stat monitor.
He came down on the arm, but that was after he'd already blocked the shot, Tim.
Yep.
But I know it's not easy to see all the time.
Bradley, free throw off the back rim, no good. Wiggins will sit. Here comes Jordan Poole. He had a nice little 10-minute first half, 14 points, 4 of 7 shooting.
Yeah, and he made 8 of those in 3.5 minutes to start that second quarter.
Bradley misses the second. Damian Lee with the rebound. Curry with the ball. You'd have to think that Curry and Draymond, once they come out, they're not coming back in.
Right.
Draymond takes a handoff. Nobody home. Right down the lane with a dunk.
They're up by 37.
This is a little bit of the Toronto game in reverse. Ball in the corner. JTA hacking at it, and he commits a foul.
Well,
about 89 feet away from the other bucket.
Yeah, he was too aggressive there.
Yeah.
Even if he – it looked like he hacked the man on the arm. And Draymond, that last basket, you know what? He was the only man in the lane.
Yeah.
There was no defender in the paint.
Justin Robinson on the floor. Rookie guard out of Virginia Tech, played with the Delaware Bluecoats. Now with it up top, Ty Jerome bouncing. Settles for a three and knocked it down straight on. Ty Jerome from distance. He's shooting 40% from three this year. Curry, 111-77 Warriors. Curry toss over to Poole. Down to Draymond. Back to Curry. Curry, left side, doubled, feeds Draymond, who comes to get the ball over to Damian Lee, and he hits a three from the right wing.
If Draymond doesn't come meet that pass, it's stolen and gone the other way.
See, again, another little thing. And, you know, you try to tell young players that. You've got to come meet the ball. Kenrich Williams dribbles in, just knocked Damian Lee out of the way. It's an offensive foul, just cleared out with his left arm. Warriors had 39 points in the second, and they've got 39 right now in the third. And by the way, if you go back to the 2019 finals, Sean Livingston coming to meet the ball won a ball game by getting it to Andre Iguodala. If he doesn't come and meet the ball, Kawhi Leonard was off with a steal.
I remember.
Curry dribbles in, goes up and reversed, will flip off the glass, easy for Curry, and the Warriors just continue to get whatever they want on the offensive end. They're on top, 116-77. Well, Jim, I know that as Ty Jerome gets it to Bradley in the restricted area, a little jump hook, and he's, like I said, he's deadly from there. 116-79. I know you played in the Warriors' worst loss ever in the regular season, but you had to have played in a few blowouts the other way as Curry hits another three, and it's 119-79.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun to be the team that's on top.
And yeah.
In blowouts, believe me.
And the Warriors right now leading by 40. Bradley with it. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson dribbles in, scooped the hoop. Boy, that was nice.
A little dipsy-do.
Yeah, he fooled Draymond on that play. Draymond to Curry. Curry straight on for three. Up and good, straight on. Curry gets helped up by two of his teammates. He collided with Robinson on the way down. He thought it was a foul. Curry now with a total of 39 points.
That means 22 the second. He hasn't missed in the second half, Tim.
Jerome pump fake on a three. And Jim, you know, I don't want to say this. I don't want to say it the wrong way, but yeah, it's probably the easiest 39 he's ever had in his career.
Yeah. He has not missed in this quarter and added 22 points to it.
Kenrich Williams misfires on a jumper. Curry off a pick straight up. There's another three. No good. He got fouled.
So it won't count as a miss.
Nope. And that wasn't always the case, right? That, if I remember back in the early days of the NBA, one of the reasons the shooting percentages were low is if you missed and got fouled, it still counted as a miss.
Not in my era. I don't think. Of course,
I'm going back, farther back.
You're going further back
than
my era.
I'm going farther back.
That's a long way, Tim.
Yeah, I'm talking about Joe Foulkes here. So, free throw by Curry is good.
Yeah, he's 8 for 8 from the field in this quarter, which includes 6 threes.
Yeah.
That's what Curry's shooting in this quarter.
It's his first trip to the free throw line in the game.
They can't.
So he's got 40 points on one free throw, now 41 on two.
He makes it look easy, and he's just on this incredible run. So this will be 8 games in a row where he's averaging about 40, just under 40.
So Stephen Curry looks down, Pretty sure he saw the nail and hits the free throw, hit all three. 125-81, and Curry will foul to get himself off the floor. His night is done with 32.5 left in the quarter. Leaves with 42 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. The Warriors with 50 points here in the third. 50.
That's the easiest 42 points that he could ever get, Tim.
Ty Jerome, ball knocked away by Toscano Anderson, who dives, and it gets called for a foul. I'm going to disagree with that one. I'm pretty sure that these guys know a lot more about blowing the whistle than I do, obviously, but I just think both guys were going for the ball. And there was no possession of the ball. He went down. Jerome went to pick it up, and he collided with him, but I don't know. I just play on.
Well, he hit the ball away, so it still was loose again, and and they both collided. But you know what? Sometimes the officials have a little, in a game like this, believe it or not, maybe they want to be balanced and everything, but they have a little compassion, okay? And this one needs a little compassion.
Free throw is good for Jerome.
So they give him the benefit of the doubt.
Now, in today's world, the headline would be, Barnett says refs are biased.
Yeah, it's probably happening on Twitter.
Yeah, free throws are good. It's 125-83. 15 seconds left of the quarter. Warriors on top. Poole with the ball. Poole on the logo, now drifting left with a right-hand dribble. Comes to the right wing to Damian Lee. He'll drive to the broken circle, finds a man. It's Juan Toscano-Anderson for three. No good. Rebound. Jerome with a bounce pass. Down to Horde. His shot from half court. No good. And the quarter is over. The Golden State Warriors blow this wide, and I mean wide open right now, as they lead by a count of 125-83. 12 minutes left on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Curry with a 25-point third quarter, leaves with 42. It's the 44th time he scored 40 or more. He has 95 points in the last seven quarters of play, and he's 21 of 34 from three in the last two games. That leaves us with a 125-83 count. As fourth quarter starts, we'll set your lineups as the first bucket of the fourth quarter goes inside, and I believe that was Ty Jerome with the bucket there. No, that was Svi Mihailuk, who's back on the floor. Mihailuk checks in, starting guard tonight with Lou Dort getting some management on his injured shoulder. Poole with the ball. His pass batted down, grabbed by Mulder. The JTA, it's a corner three look, and it's a swish for Juan Toscano-Anderson. 125-85. Warriors win the lead.
Yes, sir.
And now we get a whistle, and it's going to be an offensive foul on the Thunder. It's going to be a good time, Jim, for a lot of Warrior players to get some minutes.
Absolutely. And they will. And should be free and easy. Try to just be a little disciplined. Don't get too out of control.
Down the lane. Shot is up and no good, and backward save that time by Nico Manning, who has checked in. He's going to get a third quarter box. Down the lane, Baisley goes up, a whistle, and it's going to be an offensive foul. And this is going to be on Brown. Moses Brown with a turnover. Back-to-back turnovers for the Thunder here in the fourth quarter.
Well, the third quarter box, all you need to do is look at Curry's. 8 for 8, 6 for 6 from three. All three free throws, 25 points. The Thunder had 29 as a team.
44-point lead for the Warriors was their largest through the first three quarters. And now we get another foul on the Thunder. This will be on Kenrich Williams.
Well, fun tonight, but you have another one tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing.
Nico Mannion up top, whistle, we get a foul. It's going to be on Jordan Poole, offensive foul, and this is really getting sloppy here. Curry with 47 three-pointers in his last seven games. It's crazy.
47 threes in the last seven games?
Mm-hmm.
That's not quite seven a game.
Maladone off the screen, guarded by Poole, takes it down the right side.
wheeled it back up top. Mihailuk turns the corner, dribbled it off his heel. Ball picked up on the wing by Williams, cut off by Mannion, fades into a jump shot. It's off the rim, off the glass. Jordan Poole high in the air for the defensive rebound.
I like what Mannion did there. He stayed on his right hand.
Poole dribbled it to a defender. Steal. Maladon gets it down to Williams. Williams ahead of the pack and a dunk for Moses Brown running the floor. He can really get up and down the floor. It's 128-87. Be a nice little foot race between him and a healthy James Wiseman, I can tell you that much. Mannion.
Yep, 7-1. They're both speedy up the court.
JTA with a jumper. No good. Brown with a defensive rebound.
It's one of the great assets that James Wiseman has, is he can go from inline to inline in just a few steps and very quickly.
Now, jumper up on the right wing is no good for Oklahoma City and Maladon. Here comes Poole, cut off by Mihailuk with the pass. Down the lane, Lee over to Mulder, lets it fly. Three ball, no good. And we wish James Wiseman nothing but success. He's going to have surgery tomorrow in L.A. Baisley makes a move down the lane and slammed it hard.
These athletes today are remarkable. They really are.
128-89, timeout, 9:14 to go in the game. Warriors on top of the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, 125-89, Warriors on top. 9:14 to go in the game. It's been a bit blowout tonight. Warriors with a 50-point third quarter. Our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And do you like the play-in concept this season? Now Poole down the lane, feeds Smiley Geach, goes reverse, got blocked by Brown. It's going to be a jump ball.
He thought he was free going to the other side of the rim. And he went up to dunk it, Tim, with two hands, and he was going to do a reverse dunk. But he was met there right at the peak by Moses Brown. And they'll jump right now.
The third quarter was the sixth 50-point quarter in Warriors history. Last time they accomplished the feat, 51 in that first quarter, that dynamic first quarter in 2019 against Denver. Gary Payton, the second, goes in off the jump ball, gets the ball, lays it in, and gets fouled.
It was a hustle play.
Yeah.
They actually got the tip, OKC did, but he beat him to the basket with it.
He's on his 10-day contract, the son of the glove, Gary Payton. Misses the free throw. 130-89. That's our count. Warriors on top.
Gary Payton from Oakland. This young man was probably born in Seattle.
He was. Long a jumper from the right corner. No good by Mihailuk. Off the screen. Down the lane goes Nico Mannion. Cut off. Finds Poole. Poole. Back to Mannion. Sets his feet from 25. Rattles and doesn't fall. Rebound fought for. There's Payton Jr. getting it over to Smiley Geach. Now to Mulder. Hook pass up top to Poole. Hesitates. Over to Payton. He'll fly. And the three ball is good. Right in front of the Oklahoma City bench.
Boy, he's been in the action and made a profound imprint.
Well, that's been the knock on him, is he's not been able to hit that kind of a shot. He's a guy that really can guard, but not much of a shooter. Smiley Geach with the block inside. The tip, though, on the second try by Baisley. He's up and good. Baisley with the bucket. It's 133-91. Jordan Poole fires up a prayer. Goes off the glass, no good. Didn't get back, and Mihailuk gets a dunk behind the play. 133-91. Mannion off a pick, penetrates over to Poole, puts it on the deck right away, throws it back out to Mannion. Mannion retreats.
This is a good time for the Warrior young players to hone their game.
Mulder off the dribble, backs up into a triple, no good. And Baisley outfights his teammate Brown for the rebound.
Try to work on your moves. Try to work on what you're seeing. And let the game slow down for you.
Maladon gets fouled as Poole bought the pump fake and left his feet, and Maladon heads to the free throw line.
Just like that. That's how you learn. You say, hold it. What did I do wrong here? He's done that enough. You stay down on the ground. And even this late in the year, and second year playing, he's still doing that, jumping in the air.
When you talk about players learning, you got 20-year-old Darius Baisley on Oklahoma City. He doesn't see the pictures, as the coaches like to say.
Right.
I mean, tonight, he's got 18 shot attempts tonight. He has one, count it, one assist. And that means when the ball gets to him, it's sticking. And that's another lesson that young players need to learn. To give the ball up, go find, you know, hunt somebody down for a screen. You will get the ball if you set a screen.
Yeah, he plays like 31 minutes a night, 1.5 assists. But he is 6'8", and he will say back to anybody who says something like that, yes, I shot 18 times, but I made 10.
I know.
Because he knows how to score inside.
But I always felt if you're on the floor with a guy like that, you stop, you know, stop doing the things you want to do.
No, you want to become a complete player.
Right.
Without question.
Free throws missed. It's 133-93. Poole going the baseline, lost the ball, turned it over. Dribbled it out of bounds. And the Thunder will get it back with 6:59 to go.
He's better when he doesn't try to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
If he simplifies his offensive game, he's going to be more consistent. He'll score more, make fewer mistakes, and he'll get more assists.
Maladon is out. Ty Jerome is in for Oklahoma City. Jerome off a screen, two-hand feed, got it over to the wing. The three-point attempt's an air ball by Josh Howe, 20-year-old rookie. Peyton to the front court, shoveled a low pass to Poole, and there's another turnover.
See, he's going too fast, Tim. When he sees something, he's in such a hurry sometimes. If he slows right down as that ball is coming to the contact area, then he just picks it up and goes from there. But he kind of ran through the play.
Warriors have tied their franchise high for threes made in the game with 24. Ty Jerome gets it out of the wing. Baseline, dribble drive, going up. Ford had it blocked from behind by Peyton. Gets it back, runs into Peyton, shoots up an air ball. Smilagic with it. Nico Mannion to Mulder. Mulder back to Mannion with the dribble. Two-hand heave over to Peyton. The three ball doesn't go, and the rebound pulled down by Oklahoma City. Hall in the front court. Ball shoveled it to the near side. Rotated now off a feed from Robinson. The drive, a whistle, and a foul. As Hall tried to get to the rim, Smilagic with the ball with him. Sheepish grin on his face, and he picks up the personal. So the few players here might have seen the guys on the other squad go nose-to-nose in the G League bubble. Oklahoma City moved their G League team to Oklahoma City. That certainly makes the commute a little bit easier.
It sure does, doesn't it?
Warriors have theirs, of course, in Santa Cruz, and I think that's a great location for a G League team. Hall makes both free throws. And it's 133-95 Warriors. Nico Mannion off a screen. Open from 18.
I'd ask you to name another city in Oklahoma where they could move it to.
And if the ball Oklahoma goes city. Out of bounds. Sorry, Jim.
No, I'm just saying it'd be hard to come up with a place. I'm trying to think of geography.
Coming down the near sideline, Robinson brings the middle. Over the shoulder toss, Ty Jerome there, lets it fly and hits a three right in front of Warriors defensive coordinator Jaron Collins. 35-point lead for the Warriors with 5:15 to go. Nico Mannion has the ball. Now to Jordan Poole. Off a screen by Smilagic. They almost run into each other on the pick and roll. Poole down the lane. Misses the shot. And the rebound taken away by Roby. Roby, near sideline, takes it all the way into the baseline. Blocked by Smilagic as he cut him off. And here comes Mulder. Shot selection not great on the floor right now. Mulder leaves it for Poole. Poole back to Mulder. Mulder lets it fly. It's up and no good with a three attempt. That would have been a franchise high.
Not even close. Steal.
A steal by Peyton. Peyton going the other way. Oh, you can hear the audible slap all the way here. The bucket's good. And a foul on Roby. And Peyton to the line. A chance for a three-point play. As he gets ready to shoot the free throw, we'll pause. 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. And there's a timeout on the floor with 4:33 to go. 135-98 Warriors on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines.
Well, 4:33 left in this game in Oklahoma City. The Warriors with a comfortable lead, 135-98. Make it 136 as Gary Payton II knocks in his free throw.
That's Jim Barnett. I'm Tim Roy. Oklahoma City with the ball. Roby with a slow motion move down the lane over Mulder. It's 136-100. This game decided a long time ago. Warriors now maybe trying to get a franchise record for made threes. They have 24. Poole, corner, Mannion, run off the line. Takes it and goes cruise control across to the left wing. Mulder, his pass. Oh, a good look, but the pass couldn't get through. It was kicked. Intended for Payton. He was making a nice dive cut from the weak side.
Well, Mannion had a look from three, but he chose to drive it to the middle. I'd like to see you get that record.
Warriors with 50 in the third quarter. Most points in a quarter in the NBA this year. Poole now leans in, shoots on the go, got fouled from behind. Bucket's good, and Poole goes to the line.
I like that he stopped where he should there and take a mid-range jump shot. Sometimes you have to do that. You make the right play. Hey, by the way, Tim, I was talking about another city. I thought the natural in Oklahoma, another city besides Oklahoma City, would be Tulsa. Because my first cousin coached the University of Tulsa for about 5 years, some years ago.
J.D. Barnett.
J.D. Barnett,
that's
very
right.
Good.
Yeah, free throw good for Poole. And, of course,
he was very successful there, by the way.
One of my oldest friends in broadcasting, Bruce Howard, is a longtime voice of the Tulsa Hurricane. Now a steal by Payton. Took it away from Roby. Leads a 2-on-2. Smilegeets wasn't running hard enough, and the ball knocked away by Horde. Lead out to Brown, who never came back, and he dunked it.
Yeah, Payton was way ahead of him thinking about Smolagic. He's got to keep running. He set him up perfectly and didn't come to fruition.
Mulder with it. Over to Poole. Poole, deep three. It's up and no good. Actually, Bruce Howard to broadcast Tulsa for a couple of years when they were in the CBA as well. Ball goes to the corner. Horde there. Close out by Mulder. Horde penetrates. Pass batted down by Poole. Roby with it outside the arc. Roby dribbles, gets Mannion on a switch, spins on him to the baseline, and knocked out of bounds by Mannion.
Remember Rick Roby, who went to Kentucky?
Yeah, played for the Boston Celtics and was traded to the Phoenix Suns for Dennis Johnson.
Why'd I set you up like anything I ever say, you know, you add to it. That's pretty darn good. I knew he played for Boston, but I didn't know about the trade.
Very unpopular trade in Phoenix over the years, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
Jerome lets it fly. No good. Rebound goes to Payton.
I'd like to see him get this record.
2:55 to go. Poole dribbles to the wing. Throws a pass up off the glass. I think that was intended for Mulder, but I'd be honest, the way it ended up, I'm not really sure. Robinson to Jerome. Shoveled over to Brown. Brown coming down the baseline with a dunk.
Well, the Warriors are on a 14-point quarter, Tim.
Yep.
After scoring 50.
139-104. Steve Kerr will take a timeout here at 2:38 to go. We will keep it here. Tim Roy along with Jim Barnett. And, of course, Curry's been the story the last couple of nights, obviously breaking the franchise record for scoring and not really concerned with anyone else regarding what he has left to accomplish.
What I have to accomplish is on me, and nobody else can tell me what I need to do to prove that I'm worthy of whatever notoriety or whatever rank or whatever type of situation in this league. I gotta, with my teammates, obviously control how the rest of my career goes, and that's it.
Well, stay fresh, Dub Nation, with the Clean Look Sweepstakes presented by Jack Black. Enter to win your own Clean Look. Your Clean Look prize pack with premium Jack Black products, a custom Warriors jersey, and gift cards for a fresh shopping spree. Enter by May 12th at Warriors.com/Jack Black.
All the great stats, they go out the window, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the third quarter, the Warriors are shooting 61%. But so far in this quarter, they've gone 5 of 18 from the field.
Yeah.
Did that, a couple of threes made there, but I'd like to see him play better.
Starting 5 tonight, all plus 31 or higher. Bob checks in on email from Tennessee, says, go get a win. I think that's pretty safe in the bag at this point, Bob. Dwayne from Napa listening on Sirius XM, synced to the TV broadcast. And he points out UCLA was a play-in team in the NCAAs that got to the Final Four. Smilagic up top. Play has resumed. Spins. Goes up over Brown and scores. It's a little spin move by Smiley.
Well, he likes to get inside the lane and use all those little up fakes. He can score inside. That's where he's comfortable.
Horde pops out to the hash mark. Pass to Roby. Good catch. Roby doubled by Peyton and Mulder. Pass to the middle. It should have been picked off, but Horde ends up with it. His pass is picked off. It's Peyton. Peyton spins on the sideline with the dribble. A throw ahead to Poole. Poole. Penetration left side. Lost the ball. Saved and a turnover by Golden State. Here comes Jerome the other way. Takes it middle. Lob inside for Brown. Knocked away by Smilagic. Brown gets it back. Shoveled it up. No good. Long rebound. Deflected by Brown. He runs over Poole. Gosh. Who gets clobbered.
Those are the kind of plays, Tim, where you hit your forehead and your eyebrow, and you come away with six stitches or something. There were three guys colliding. By the way, Gary Payton, the second, has three steals already in under 7 minutes.
Well, he's active. He's not going to get cheated in his game. They called a foul on that play. They called a foul on Payton. Roby, shuffled up top. Robinson, he'll take the jumper. The left-hander buries the three. 141-104, or 107 Warriors, minute 26 to go. Mannion off a pick. Mannion chased by Smilagic down the lane. Floats it up, no good. Smilagic with the tip in. 143-107. Jerome collides with Poole. We got a whistle. It's an offensive foul on Jerome. Poole able to step in there and get the charge.
When in doubt, take away the strong hand of the player, and you're going to be right most of the time, and it is the right hand, and that's what he did. You don't always guess. You try to play good, you know, firm defense and smart defense, but if you're going to stay there and try to draw a foul, it's usually going to go that way on the strong hand.
Jay checks in from the tenderloin as Poole catches right side. Won't shoot the three. Gets the screen. Shoots a two off the screen short. And the rebound to Jerome. He says that he wished the Thunder would have moved back to Seattle. That's where he was born. He grew up listening to the great Kevin Calabro up there. Now a drive by Mannion. Wade stops and lets the player's momentum carry himself out of bounds. Robinson goes out of bounds, and Mannion gets a layup as a result.
Yeah, the Sonics came into the league in 1967-68. Same for the San Diego Rockets.
Favorite son of the Warriors on the roster, Tom Mascheri.
Yep. Yeah, he went in the expansion draft. And I know he later became coach, by the way.
Yes.
With Lenny Wilkins.
Of course, our thoughts and our hopes and our prayers go up north to Slick Watts, the Seattle icon, member of those Sonic teams. You played against Slick.
Of course. Many, many times.
A great story he was. Peyton gets rewarded with free throws here.
Came out of nowhere. No one knew him.
Yeah.
And he could run a team. He could really. He was a great point guard.
You had him as a point guard coming off the bench a lot of times, and you had Freddie Brown up there.
I'm not going to mention it again when he got 58 against us. 58.
Well, you and Butch Beard are going to go to, you're going to forever say that you guys outscored him. Jump hook by Brown is true.
I just talked to Butch over the weekend, by the way.
It's a 147-109. Warriors will have to be satisfied with tying the franchise record for threes of 24. Mannion's going to dribble this one out. And the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Warriors will meet two more times this year, and I'm sure the Thunder are going to remember this one. Warriors in a blowout, winning 147-109.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.